Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line here is 221-1402, and it is open line today. Whatever you want to talk about is what we want to talk about. Yeah, we have a few subjects here might throw open. And speaking of throwing the door open, here's our producer.
Good morning.
And what are you going to do with this three-day weekend, Frost?
I'm going to relax.
You are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Do some fun stuff. I don't have anything planned, really.
Nothing planned?
No.
Oh, good.
What are you going to do?
Well, speaking of my beautiful wife, she has a few plans for me. I think I am, you know, doing yard work and, you know, stuff like that.
We're going to work around the house.
It's Labor Day. Obviously, we're going to labor. So.
It's good for you.
Hey, tonight. Everybody needs to know about this. There's going to be a memorial to our fallen warrior, Tyler Viette. They're going to have a memorial to him at the football game at the high school in Shasta Lake City. It's going to start around 7 p.m. I believe that's when it starts. Somebody needs to give us a call to make sure. It's going to be out there. They're going to honor this young man. You know, the Shasta, or the Record Searchlight, had an editorial today about how it's not just numbers. And that's one of the things that Linda and I have tried to do for the past, going on 2 years, is to keep bringing up the fact that there is a war out there. There is a war where we have men and women being killed, sometimes not every day, but on a regular basis. 51 killed in August in Afghanistan. You can't forget them. You can't forget that there's a war going on. You know, when you go out and have your regular beer and you go out and do your things, it's Labor Day weekend, you have those hot dogs and those cookouts and that. You just got to kind of remember is that, and not kind of remember, you have to remember that our brothers and sisters are out there on the wall. They're out there in some pretty damn uncomfortable places to protect us, to protect our way of life. And whether you agree with it or not, never, never, ever forget those warriors. What you do and what you need to do is hold our elected leaders responsible. If they're going to send our kids, our brothers and sisters, into harm's way, they better have a good reason. And if they have a good reason, they better have a way to get out of it, too. Again, never forget the warrior. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. Happy Friday. This is Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. A couple things before we get into some Free Fire zone here. Yesterday we were in Shingletown. We went up to the Weston House and got a tour, met, spent some time with Angela, who is the owner of the establishment. And, oh, my gosh, you know, here 17 miles from Reading is this incredible place that hangs out over the hill over the Wild Horse Sanctuary. Great place. I think she's got four rooms with the extended beds in them. So a great place to take your family. Let's say you wanted to go on a family retreat or friends were coming into town, or you wanted to get away for a couple's weekend, a bed and breakfast. Unbelievable.
Swimming pool, places to hike around there. And of course, you can always drive up to Lassen if you want to. But what they found is that people are just kind of decompressing there, and they end up just sitting there overlooking the big valley.
And it's, then, of
it's
course,
a beautiful place.
There's Anselmo Vineyards, which is where we went afterwards. And, of course, we had a really good time visiting friends there. That is an incredible place, and we're always going to be talking about that because, you know, it's right here, and these are jewels that are right here. Something that's come to my attention that I'm very disturbed about, very much along the lines of the elk that was killed, poached. We've had two pigs it just is very upsetting to me that have been slaughtered, stolen from someone's yard in Tehama County. The two daughters of this gentleman were raising these pigs. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in 4-H. I've been in 4-H. It becomes a project. It becomes a love of your attention on this animal. You realize that the animal's going to be, you know, bid on and sold, and that's just part of the deal. But these two pigs were stolen from their yard, slaughtered out down the road. Two girls walking to school found them throat slit. And there's $1,000 reward. This is disgusting.
Did they take any of the meat or just kill them?
I'm not sure. They found the pigs with their throat slit. But anyway, if you have any information, this is like the burning cat, the outrage of the burnt cat. Call the Tehama County Sheriff's Office at 529-7900. I don't know about you, but that kind of stuff makes me sick. People can be that cruel. It's just, you know, like you said, when it starts there, it goes into, oh, let's just burn a human being alive.
Well, you're right.
He said in this, what I read is that they've had cattle killed before. Somebody's probably driven by and shot a cow in their pasture, but haven't stolen domesticated pigs.
Well, you know, there's people out there. I mean, every day you read about people that are strange. And, you know, again, this is, if you can set cats on fire, you can steal pigs, kill them, you know, steal the meat, whatever they're doing. It's, of course, disgusting. So, again, $1,000 reward. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah,
you're on Free Fire Radio.
Great. I'm yuck, though, to that last stuff. Good morning. I was calling out. There's going to be an event. North Valley Baptist Church is having a reunion September 12th in Anderson River Park. And anybody that ever attended there from 1962 up to the present is invited. And if they'd like to go, they need to call Margaret at 549-3485.
Okay, what was that number again?
Margaret, 549-3485. And everybody's invited that ever attended North Valley Baptist Church.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Roberta.
Thanks, Roberta.
You have a great weekend there.
Yeah.
You too. Ron, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Morning, Carl Linda. How are you today?
Good morning. We're great.
Well, there was about 4 years ago, there was an article in the paper that I will never forget. It said one-third of our tax dollars in Reading go towards pension and health care.
Uh-huh.
And I've never heard that again, and I'm sure it must be a lot higher now that the market's caved in and we're contributing to CalPERS. So I was just wondering if you could get that information for me. I've tried a few places, and I can't seem to get anyone to tell me.
Okay. So what you want to know is how much of our tax dollars each year, a percentage, goes to retirements and medical, right?
Correct.
Okie doke.
About the only figure we seem to hear now is 60% of the general fund goes towards police and firemen. But I
noticed that that every time that I hear people talking about it, they're up in city council, that it's, you know, the majority of the money is heading there. But we'll try and find that out for you, Ron.
Okay, because my house was burglarized last weekend.
Uh-oh.
And when you're standing here waiting for the police, you know, and I had to wait 45 minutes. They did an excellent job after they got here. I'm not, nothing against them, but.
So, but it took them 45 minutes to get there?
Yes, it did.
Well, but I thought if we didn't have those police cuts, they would be there right away, according to that commercial they ran.
Well, I suppose that goes to show we're already short.
Well.
But when they got here, I mean, there was four cars here, fingerprints, photographs, you know.
They're a very professional group.
How did they break in?
Well, we were actually out of town. They came through my shop window, which had access the garage and into the house, and that way there. My neighbor just happened to go out about 8:30 and noticed a light on in my shop and knew I was gone, so they called 911. But
I don't know if this is, you know, we should talk about this over the air. I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, are you doing anything differently after this, like maybe installing an alarm, or did they know? Do you think it was an inside job? Had somebody been there before and kind of knew your place?
You know, I don't think so. We live in a cul-de-sac, you know. We've had the same neighbors for 30 years, and I think I've had gas siphoned from my truck one time in that 30 years, so it's relatively safe. But
well, that's, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this after the break. Say, hey, thanks a lot for your phone call, Ron.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we're going to get to the rest of the phone calls here right after this break, but we're also going to be talking about a key member of the Obama administration who says he's a communist and believes that the Bush administration blew up the Twin Towers. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey there, it's Harlan Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, by the way, Bank of America and Wells Fargo have announced they will start accepting for deposit state-issued IOUs from customers. They're going to start accepting the checks today. It's the first day they're eligible to be redeemed, and Bank of America will start taking them Wednesday.
Well, Bank of America needs all the help it can get. Henry, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Carl, how are you this day?
Linda and I are doing great.
Say, I understand that Mr. Obama is going to be giving a speech to all the kids in school.
Yeah, we thought we'd talk about that one today, too. So what do you think about that, Henry?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm afraid of, he's probably going to use a scare tactic to those kids. They're pretty vulnerable to that kind of thing, and he knows that he's an organizer. He knows how to go about that, and the sad part about it is that about 1939, Mr. Hitler did the same thing. And there's an awfully parallel coming here.
Well, you know,
I think that the parents should keep their kids home that day.
Well, here's the thing is, I think parents can opt out for that if they want to. But, you know, trying to draw a parallel between the president and Hitler is I can't see that. You know, you could draw parallels between any president and any bad people like that. But here's my concern about this. I've got all this stuff written down. Here's my concern. My concern is not to the president talking to the school children. If it's a message of try hard, stay in school. The only way you're going to get ahead is with an education. You know, you need to pay attention, you know, to what's going on in school so you can become a success. If that's the message, I've got no problem with that. And then that's over.
Well, I agree with that.
The problem,
that isn't going to be the message.
Well, but we don't know. He's going to have it available on, I think, on Monday or two for the people to look at. My problem with it is that their Department of Education is putting out worksheets to go along with this that have, you know, that, you know, say, what can you do to help the president? What was the president saying? You know, what is Mr. Obama trying to do for us? See, it's the worksheets that bother me, because then children are led down a path that says that, you know, that kind of glorifies the president. And I don't care if it's Obama or Bush. I ain't crazy about this if that happens. Most of the people in Loudoun County were saying that they were concerned that the schools were being used for a political platform. I do not believe they should be used, especially at the elementary level, for any type of political platform. I don't care who it is.
Well, I agree, and I'll tell you what happened to equal time. Maybe we get Rush Limbaugh to give equal time to the schools.
Well, that's scary too. But anyway, but what I'm saying, Henry, is this: is let's not compare the president to Hitler. He hasn't, you know.
I'm not making an accusation here. All I'm doing is quoting history. I mean, this is what the guy did. He went after the kids.
That's true. And they did that in any type of totalitarian society. So
if
the message is strictly stay in school, that's fine. Do away with all these little worksheets that you have to follow up. Now, the way I understand it is nobody's forced to do this. That, you know, the parents can say, I don't want my kids to see this. Of course, then you kind of get the kids being ostracized if they don't stay. And teachers don't have to do this. So it's not something that they're being forced to do.
What do you think of having Obama, whatever he's going to be saying to the students? I wish that it was broadcast so we would know, so the parent at that point could make the decision whether they keep their child in class or not, because there could be a subliminal message, you know. There could just be something that has a double meaning. And I think it's the parent's choice, the right of them to know what is being taught or spoken to their children.
Well, that's in any, but that's throughout school at any time. But I think that, I do think the White House is making this available that they can take. It's because it's a video. He's not speaking live. So they can look at it. And I think you go to whitehouse.gov or something like that. We'll get the the address. But
check that out, Carl. Yeah. And I think this should be brought to the attention of the parents. And if nothing else, have them boycott the school that day.
Well, you know, it just, you know, and here's the other thing. It's the first day of school for a lot of people. And they've got so much stuff going. And then you throw this stuff in there. The other thing, too, to me, it does not show a great deal of political acumen when he's already got his feet mired in other things, is to start something else like this. Anyway, hey, we've got to take a break. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you bet.
Hey, look, this is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio. And what I mean by that, he has got so many things splashing around him, and then to do this, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Lindebaugh. The phone numbers here are 221-1402.
We love Frosty. Frosty let us know at the break that it is something that we can look up and see what the president's going to be saying, but he is addressing the students live. So before we leave, we'll tell you where you can go look that up.
Yeah. Karen, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have concerns about the Obama speaking to school children coming from this area of thought. If you knew his associates and friends' background, as we are beginning to discover from the different programs that are bringing this information to us, it's very difficult for someone who sits down and sanely watches and learns, for example, about this Van Jones, one of the people in the administration who in the past talked, or I want to say one of his czars, who wants to ban hunting, someone who thought that we should have a sterilization, people that have very radical, in some cases, anarchy ideas, and then you hear that the president is going to be giving these speeches. For those of us who remember anything at all about World War II, not that we are equating the president with a past despot, but those thoughts come back to your mind because you know what has happened in the past. They are concerns, there are fears, and I think they're legitimate. I don't think we have to become paranoid, but I think people who do not rationally think about what is happening and who have no concern and just say, well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it, there's, to me, that's almost more fearful than what the president supposedly will do. He doesn't have to, when he speaks, say anything other than recommending the children to study hard, to be this, to do that. It's setting a certain planting ideas, and you don't do this thing overnight. It's just, to me, the beginning of incrementalism all of these different things. Yeah. And if we're not aware, and if we don't voice concern, we'll just, you know, we're going to be sold down the river.
Well, you know, we do need to voice concerns, just as you've done, as Henry's done, and as we've done here. You know, the question is, should the President of the United States be able to address the school children in a voluntary way and encourage them to stay in school, encourage them to be successful and to study hard? You know, if it's strictly that, and no follow-up, you know, or anything, or maybe just, you know, if the children got some questions, that's fine. And again, it's voluntary, and he's encouraging them. Or even better, what if it had been Mrs. Obama doing it, because she's non-political, you know, quote, non-political, as all first ladies are, and encourage this. You know, I don't see a problem there, as long as there isn't that subtle tinting of things. Because we need to encourage our kids, and we need to have, you know, it should come from the highest levels. However, some of the other things you brought up are so important, like Van Jones, who is the Green Czar. And by the way, there's more czars, of course, in the Obama administration than there ever was in Russia over 300 years, who is one of the people that signed a petition believing that our government blew up the World Trade Towers, or that knew about it first, and also was an avowed communist. He is, you know, he has tried to say, oh, that I didn't sign that, but then there's his signature on there. So I would say that Mr. Jones is not long for the administration. So you're right. You do have to look around and see who you surround yourself with. But, you know, but the whole thing is this, is you've got to, you know, you've got to be engaged. Everybody at all levels has to be engaged to make sure that things don't happen that we don't want.
Well, I think, to me, just one of the biggest things that comes to mind is, you know, if to any of us in any area, whether it would be perhaps drugs, whether it would be starting a life of crime or whatever, often these things don't suddenly, someone doesn't go out and rob a bank, you know, just overnight. There's a trend in the life. And I have a real grave concern that these things are slipping by, because at first they're very innocuous.
And
then little by little, we're just lulled into this slumber and we just drift along with the tide.
Well, you know, Karen, and we've got the lines filled up, so I've got to run after this. You know, you're absolutely right in the sense that we have to watch, because we have been losing our rights. We have been losing what, you know, if our grandparents saw what we have today, they would, you know, be scratching their head.
Exactly.
You know, because it's just a little bit at a time. It's just a little chip here, a little chip there, but it starts adding up, just like you said. But thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just wanted to let you know, I'm a parent of two small kids who both go to the Boulder Creek Elementary School. And as a concerned parent, I decided, you know, I'm going to call and see what's going on, you know, here where it really reaches me. And apparently the principal there decided that he was going to watch it first and then decide whether it's appropriate for certain age groups. And then after that, it's going to go to the parents to at least notify them that it's going to be available for, you know, 7th grade and 6th grade, but none of the other grades. But the problem is, and as great as that is for us, you know, and for me specifically, the problem is that in a lot of school districts across the country, parents don't have choice. Their choice has been taken away. The school says, no, you can't opt out.
Or you just take your kids out of school that day. And, of course, it's an absentee, and it's, you know, causes all those kinds
of
problems.
First day of school, and then the kids are ostracized, too.
Let
me follow up some things here that you may want to know. Is if you go to the Department of Education, these are things that guidelines that teachers can build background knowledge about the president by telling about that they in his speech by reading books. And this is pre-kindergarten through sixth grade, okay? And then they're going to talk about, in other words, you read about Obama from people that have written great things about Obama. So, you know, you encourage the kids to do that. That's good. And they can motivate the students by asking the following questions. You know, who's the president? Okay. What do you think it takes to be president? To whom do you think the president is going to be speaking? Now, some of these are pretty innocuous, you know, to seem, you know, except for the part about reading books about President Obama. You know, if you're pre-kindergarten, I don't know, maybe they're written in crayon. Teachers can chart ideas about what students would say. Why is it important that we listen to the president and other elected officials like the mayor, senators, member of Congress, or the governor? Why is what they say important? How about something that also goes in and says, a lot of times they say things for political reasons. Now, how's a pre-kindergartner or a first grader going to understand that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just want to say this, and I'll let you go. The dangerous precedent this sets is that the pattern is that totalitarian dictators, you know, speak to their children this way. U.S. presidents don't. And that's one of the great things about our country is the checks and balances, the limit to the powers of the presidency.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, like I said, if I have the president of the United States that tells people straightforward, and so everybody can see it, hey, stay in school. This is where you're going to be a success. Go to school, and that's it. You know, and with no official paperwork from the Department of Education saying what the teacher should be teaching. Now I am really getting wary of that, especially after I just read that.
More homeschooling.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Thank you so much for your phone call. We've got to take a break.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Hey, look, this is, you know what?
Are you fired up?
Well, I am. I was okay till I started reading that. And I'm thinking, how is a second grader going to understand this when their teacher that they think is like a little godlike creature says, you should listen to what the president says. And it's really important what they say. How about what your parents say? How about that? You know, if you have a question about what the president says, we go and talk to our parents. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Back. It's Carl Lindabot. Ooh, it is Friday, and it is Free Fire Radio here at the break. You guys are on fire about this thing that's happening with Obama and the kids.
Well, you know, it's, you know, and Frosty is saying, well, look, why can't they, Frosty, say what you were saying there. Why shouldn't there be an outline, right?
I think it's just a general idea of what the president's going to talk about and some questions that you can ask, and they can expand from there.
Well, but it's the way it's done. Why is what the president and every other elected official says so important? But, you know, this is pre-kindergarten to sixth grade, Frost. I mean, we're not talking high school. If you're high school, yeah, we can have something
social
like that.
Social studies. Yeah. What if Bush would have done this? Do you think maybe it would have never happened?
How do you think the media would have taken that one? Karen, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio. Karen.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
Good morning.
That's
you're
okay.
You're on KQMS.
Yeah, sometimes.
I was listening to the radio, you're on the other side there.
Yeah, we're like that sometimes, too.
Okay, I was calling, actually, about this Obama address to the kids in the schools. And I'm going to keep my daughter home from school. And she goes to high school. I just don't even want to take a chance with it. But I'm going to tell you something. The teachers all belong to the SEIU union. And the SEIU union is also affiliated with ACORN. And I know this because I'm not going to say where I work, but I work for the state. And I got an email from the PERS retirement website. And on top of the website were these ACORNs. So you start putting two and two together, and I'm kind of thinking maybe this assignment that they're going to give the kids after the speech is to find out what their parents feel.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, Karen, but here my thing about this is let the, you know, there is, after the speech, they're going to be asking the students to share their ideas. They recorded, exchange notes. Now, this is pre-kindergarten to sixth grade. Students could discuss responses to the following questions. What do you think the president wants us to do? Does the speech make you want to do anything? Are you able to do what President Obama is asking of us? What would you like to tell the president? You know, those in itself maybe are not of any, you know, anything to be concerned of, except for this. You have the president making a statement. He's making a speech that, you know, hopefully you can be able to see by, you know, by Monday. But then the follow-ups, you know, it's just a guideline. And the thing is, for kindergarten, pre-kindergarten to sixth grade, it's going to be confusion there. And I think that the parents ought to have a real big say in what is being said after that speech. And if without that, then anything could be said. There are guidelines. But once it starts, you know, why should we always, you know, one of them says, why should we always listen to what the president says? Well, hello.
Well, my thing is we've brought up two sets of children, two different generations, our own kids, and then we adopted and raised our grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And we've noticed a big difference on how the education system works, how the teachers work, how they feel. And it just seems to me that the teachers have gotten more liberal, and they say that all these things that these kids are doing wrong, it's their right. They have a right to refuse to do chores or whatever, or listen to the parents. And they used to bring home these different little surveys that the teachers would send home with them to do these little surveys with the parents. And some of the questions were, do you have guns in your home and different things like this. And we would just answer them and say, you know what, it's none of their business.
How invasive.
Yes.
It is.
And I'm going, what are they doing? You know, And then now you have that senator or congressman that's trying to put up that bill to completely ban all hunting. You know, what's that?
Well, it's an idiot. It's a crazy person, and hopefully the people that elected them will realize that they made a huge mistake, and they'll get rid of this person.
Well, thank you for your call, and thank you for letting us know that here's somebody who's taking a stand and saying, I'm just not going to deal with it. I have more control if I keep my daughter at home. We got to take a break. This is
Thanks,
Carl
Karen.
And Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you can go to whitehouse.gov, and you can see they've got stuff on there about the speech, but they also have that Department of Education that outline mm-hmm. that I've been talking about. So let me see who's next here. Dick, you're on Free Fire Radio. We don't have a lot of time.
Hello.
Morning.
You're up.
The Republicans lost the election. They need to get over it. There's enough acorns out there for all of us squirrels. I never saw them squawk about any of the other presidents, whether they were Democrat or Republicans. And the Republicans put us in this economic mess and two wars that we probably shouldn't be in.
Well, you know, they had help from the other side there, Dick. Come on. I mean, let's be fair here. They had their help from, you know.
None of this would have happened under Gore or Kerry or anybody else.
Well, you know, we don't know that. We don't know. It's easy to say, Dick, that, oh, that wouldn't have happened. But it would have been interesting to see what Gore would have done after 9/11, because it would have happened.
You know what the golden years were?
Okay.
1945 to 1985, that was liberal. That was after FDR. And when Reagan took over, started kicking in 85, everything's gone to hell since then.
I think that people will be able to argue that one. But,
well, we're at the tip of the iceberg. They're seeing what happens when you have Republicans in control for this long.
Well, now you've...
Don't
cut. Is everything okay there, Dick?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing is that you've got a chance now, because for the next 4 years, in the last couple of years of the Bush administration, but it's a complete Democratic-controlled Congress, Senate, and the presidency. What changes have you seen?
Well, this was such a big mess that Obama inherited.
But
it's going to take years.
Well, it may be, but what changes have you seen? Has he stopped the Security Act? Has he stopped the redaction?
He hasn't, because the Republicans are throwing every bit of mud they can find at him. They're trying to destroy his presidency.
Hey, Dick, I see a lack of moral courage than on the Democrats' part, because they could pass anything they want to.
Well, they probably are, but then they're going to really start squawking.
Hey, Dick, you have a great weekend, and keep calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
I love it. Randall.
That guy drank a lot of Kool-Aid this morning, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, I love hearing from Dick and others because...
Oh, yeah.
You need to this. This is what this show's about. We need to get those things out there because
right.
there are people that on
that.
Each side, they're a little strange.
And believe it.
Not that Dick's strange. He's not strange.
I don't see how he's so sharp this morning after listening to George Norrie last night.
Oh,
but anyway,
Randall.
My point is, I'm a little bit of a history nut, and this all does seem very innocuous about the speech. And you're right, there's nothing wrong about setting good goals, but not everybody is supposed to go to college or is vocational school, which I did attend, and college as well. But I live in apprehension of both parties, as you said the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And furthermore, there is a program that was started pre-World War II called Strength Through Joy, and that is what these people like Henry are talking about. Now, go look that up, and you're going to find out that somebody in World War II, who was a corporal, started that program.
Yeah, World War One.
This is how it starts. Very innocuous.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there you go. But that's what you're talking about is that program.
Well, you got it. You know, it's one of those things, trust but verify. You can't.
Absolutely.
You have got to be, you have got to get into it, especially your child's
right.
education. If you let other people just tell them anything, then we deserve what happens.
Hey,
we've got to get engaged.
Hey, they're fifth graders, damn it. Let them go play kickball.
There you go. Oh, you know what? They can't play dodgeball anymore.
Dodgeball, honey.
Oh, you know what?
Tetherball.
If I was running the show, they'd be doing martial arts.
Hey, we got to run. We got 30 seconds
all right,
here. Thanks, man. Jay, you got 30 seconds.
Well, I think, first of all, that you need to keep politics out of the school in the first place.
Okay.
Second of all, this government was set up to have the executive, legislative, and judicial. The czars, as far as I'm concerned, are not even constitutional and shouldn't be allowed in the first place, so when are we going to get rid of them? And that's all I have to say.
Well, I think, Jay, that you are absolutely right. Thank you.
All right.
You know, we need experts out there, but, you know, damn it, we don't need 39 of them. And czars? That just makes me feel crawly.
Yeah,
hey, look,
it does.
This is a three-day weekend here in North State. Don't forget the don't forget that memorial for Tyler Viette tonight at the high school. Please be out there around 7 o'clock for it. Y'all have a great weekend. This is Carl and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?